From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Savior's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad you're tuning in, and may I encourage you to continue listening right through for the next quarter hour as we let the Bible speak. May I say that if you've got any spiritual problems or concerns and you would like help from God's Word, then do feel free to make contact with us at the address coming up at the end of the broadcast. In just a few moments, the Reverend Samuel Murray will be letting the Bible speak, but before that message, let's listen to these words in song.
People today who believe that since God is the God of all, as they would interpret from the scriptures, that this means that all people will be eternally saved. However, the Bible doesn't teach this. In Matthew 25, verse 46, it tells us, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal." Some will be in heaven when they die, others will be in hell. Yet there are still many people who will grasp at straws in order to argue that, at the end, everyone will be all right, including themselves, of course. They will say things like this: "Isn't God the God of all? Isn't He watching over all of us and looking after all of us? It doesn't matter what religion we have, or what persuasion we have. God is the God of all at the end of the day. I checked how often the phrase God of all was found in the Bible. I discovered that it was found in just four places, twice in the Old Testament and twice in the New Testament. A careful consideration of these portions will emphasize that the last thing the Bible teaches is that everyone will be in heaven when they die. The first place we read this phrase is in Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? This verse speaks of the strength of the Lord. He is strong. He is the God of all flesh. Now, this verse is not saying that he is the Saviour of all mankind, but rather the Creator and Sustainer of all mankind. He is the one who put us here, who keeps us here, and who will also take us away from here. In this verse, God is speaking to Jeremiah about the strength and control that he exerts over mankind. He is about to hand Jerusalem over to the control of Nebuchadnezzar. Its inhabitants have sinned against him and forsaken him, so he is going to chastise them and place them under the dominion of their enemies. Because God is the God of all flesh, he can put down one and raise up another. Psalm 75, verse 7, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Therefore, never underestimate the strength of the Lord. The prevalence of sin should not be allowed to cause us to think that the Lord has lost any of his ancient power. People mockingly say that if God lives, why doesn't he do something about all the bad things that are happening? Listen to these words, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Everyone reaps what they sow, because God is a God who is strong, who cannot be mocked or thwarted by any puny person. He is the God of all flesh, and that speaks of the strength of the Lord. Another portion tells us of the selection of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 1. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Here the Lord singles out or selects a certain number of people, and he calls them his. He says that they shall be my people. He identifies these people in verse 3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. These are the people whom the Lord has loved in eternity past, for he has loved them with an everlasting love. His love for them didn't just commence when Christ came into the world, when he died on the cross, or when they repented and believed on him. No, his love for them existed before the world began. They felt the effects of his love whenever in loving kindness the Lord drew them to himself. If God is the God of all and all will be saved, what is the point then in God drawing a certain number of people to himself, in selecting a certain number of people for himself? God is the God of all from the point of view that he is strong and exerts dominion and control over all his creation. He is not the God of all men without exception from the point of view of all being his spiritual children. God is also the God of all grace, 1 Peter 5, verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. This speaks of the salvation of the Lord. Grace is the undeserved favour of God, bestowed upon those who deserve his wrath. The Bible says that by grace a sinner is saved. It is only by the grace and goodness of the Lord that anyone gets to heaven. There are some who look at liars, deceivers, immoral people, foul-mouthed people, irreligious people, selfish and mean people, and say that they will never be saved and will never get to heaven. They think that because they are truthful, moral and upright, never use foul language, go to church, care about others and give to charity, that on this basis they will get to heaven. The Bible doesn't teach this. good works, a clean life, and a church connection are only man's efforts. God says that this is not good enough. All of these positive contributions are inadequate when it comes to cancelling out sin. There is only one way that our sins can be forgiven, by grace, the grace that comes from the God of all grace. And this grace comes to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. God has been so good that he sent his only begotten Son into the world to die for our sins. The only way that you can benefit from his death is by repenting of your sin and putting your faith and trust in Christ's sacrifice on the cross. God is the God of all strength, the God of all selection, the God of all salvation, and also the God of all support. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3, Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. He is the God of all comfort. The greatest and most glorious aspect of his comfort is the peace that he gives to his people, the peace and assurance that it is well with their souls, the comfort that through their union with Christ, they will be in heaven when they die, not hell. What comfort and support this provides for the Lord's people when they face sickness and even death. Sickness and death comes to us all. On whom or on what will you lean when it comes to you? May it be the God of all grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I many dangers, toils, and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness. And I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.